I would say Eddie Lacy is near the end. I mean, just based on talking with Eddie and what the medical staff feels. So he's had good workouts and he's progressed very quickly.
Mike, how's Brandon Bach coming along?
I thought Brandon looked okay today. The kickoff cover part of it. I'm curious to see the video, just to see the long running. But I thought in the teamwork, he did some good things. But we'll see how he is tomorrow. The padded work will be the most important part for Brandon because he hasn't done it in a couple of weeks.
Mike, was Brian Bulaga. Is that just a test run today for him, or do you feel like he has a chance going forward here of playing this week?
Well, first off, he looked very nice. I mean, it's the first time I've ever seen you in a tie. But and your questions are longer too when you dress up, like. But but I thought Brian's workload was really going through individual. He's been chomping at the bit the last couple of days to get out there. So really, to see how Brian feels tomorrow. And see what we can progress with him through the padded work.
Mike, the Jets rushed for over 200 yards in their first game, and obviously there was issues with the run defense against the Seahawks. In reviewing the film, was that more about execution or scheme, in your opinion?
Well, I think it was very obvious with the things that went on in our last game. It's clearly about fundamentals. So the Jets come in here. With an excellent run game, really a big win. Had a chance to watch their game live against Oakland, and then obviously watch it again through the cut up. So I think that them as a football team very confident. I was impressed with a number of things in that game. Starting with the way they ran the football, really the way they stretched it defensively with the different personnel groups. I think their defensive line is outstanding. So schematically, what they do. Defensively will be a huge challenge. So this is a great challenge for us.
Mike, what do you see in Geno Smith?
I see a young, athletic, competitive quarterback. I think that he plays with good energy. He can throw it. That's always been evident with him coming out of West Virginia. So I think he's done a lot of good things. Marty Morgwig obviously is doing a lot of things. Conceptually, so. He'll be a challenge for us.
You mentioned their defense. What are specifically the challenges of facing a Rex Ryan defense?
Well, I mean, we always start with the personnel, and I think it's obvious the size and the length that our defensive line is very obvious. And that's not just it's all the way through. Even with their their backup, they got backup players. They have excellent depth. So they're all big, long, levered defenders. I think I really like their inside linebackers, the way they run and hit. Schematically, Rex is always a challenge, and that's been evident. Breaking those guys down last year. This is an uncommon opponent for us. We haven't played those guys in 4 years, so this will be schematically and just the way they're built defensively.
Historically, Aaron's had success bouncing back after losses. What do you think it is about? That is it a specific emphasis after a loss you go back and correct things, or you just think it's a law of averages and a good quarterback's going to win after a loss more?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers has a lot of pride and obviously a great player, so but we're really focused on the plan. Every week you have a new plan. We've had a chance to get ahead on Monday, spend time on the Jets, so Aaron's into the plan, and we plan on playing better.
Mike, what was the plan today with Brad?
Brad just wasn't able to go, so he's injured, and I doubt that he'll go tomorrow.
Did that injury hinder him in the game at all?
Excuse me.
Did that injury hinder him?
I mean, possibly. I mean, he's been fighting this thing for weeks, so yeah. I mean, it definitely didn't help him. That's for sure. So he's Brad's always responded. I mean, he's been a good player for us for a long time. So I mean, he's obviously beat up.
When your team has a difficult night tackling, with the way that practice is now in the NFL, I mean, in the immediate, how can you correct that? I mean, a week is a short period of time, and it was obviously a rough night the other night tackling. How do you go after it during practice to improve for this week?
Well, football is about fundamentals. Tackling is one of them. And you have drills that you do repeatedly. And really, like all the fundamentals, it comes down to footwork. So, our tackling progression of approach, contact, and finish, the things that we did not do very well were clearly in the area of approach. So, we had drills today that emphasized that, and those are things we'll continue to do.
Last one, please.
Mike, do you see any similarities between what the Jets run in terms of read option and what Seattle did?
That's a good question. I think the play that stressed us in Seattle, just because of the action of it, it's a read option that turns into a pass, and it's, obviously with the linemen going downfield, I mean, it's a hard action to respond, to respond appropriately to. So I have not seen that yet from the Jets, so that, that part is clean. And so, but yeah, there's definitely similarities, and I think the biggest thing when you get into the read option is really your assignment, how you're going to handle the quarterback, the dive, and who's scraping for the pitch. So those are things we've been working on since day one, and we'll be ready.
Thank you.